Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League South, North and football podcast.
Yes.
Yes,
football podcast.
With me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Hi.
On the buttons and the dials.
In a new studio.
I don't quite understand it yet. Yeah, nearly. It'll work soon, John. It's going to sound better than being on the Skype and parenting while I'm...
Well, exactly. Although I thought that was a bit of a triumph.
A couple of people were very worried that Betty disappeared halfway through.
Is Betty all right?
The show. The last we heard from my daughter was that she'd lost her ball and I'd sent her over to get it.
Yeah, that was it.
And then we didn't hear from her again.
Did she get the ball back?
A couple of tweets about it.
Did Mike send the ball
she's
back?
She's not come back. No, she has come back. She's back. And Mike sent the ball back the very next day. So good old Mike.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
I've got a bit of news this week.
Go on, John.
Kick the podcast off with the news that Lorraine Kelly has managed to avoid a shed load of tax by claiming she plays a character called Lorraine Kelly.
Yes.
I suppose now's the time to tell you that I am actually a character called John Cadogan.
Joan Cardigan.
I'm actually an actor.
You have a stage name. And as such,
I shall be paying about 10% tax.
Very good.
The Lorraine Kelly rule.
Listen, I can get into the Lorraine Kelly tax thing if you'd like.
Yeah?
Because she is a performer, John.
But...
She isn't Lorraine Kelly. She is a performer.
She is Lorraine Kelly, though, isn't she?
Yes, but she's not Lorraine Kelly. She has to buy makeup and clothes to wear on telly and has to get herself to work.
But she's still being Lorraine Kelly.
Yes, but it's still a character.
It's not a character.
It is a character because when I go on stage, am I Charlie Baker or am I Charlie Baker?
We're into Stuart Leland.
I can claim on tax, for instance, for anything I wear on stage or everything I drive to the gig in. If I get the train to a gig, I can claim that train fare and I'm being Charlie Baker on stage. So what's Lorraine Kelly doing? Lorraine Kelly doesn't have a pension. She's self-employed as Lorraine Kelly. Her business, her shop is called Lorraine Kelly.
She could probably afford that bit of tax though, couldn't she?
Probably. I'm just playing performer's devil's advocate.
Well, that was supposed to be a little light-hearted joke. We ended up
getting into a deep dive into the entertainment tax situation. If you're not a PAYE payer and you are self-employed, don't cut it all out. We'll have that discussion. See what people think.
Yes.
The National League, John.
Yes.
I went on Saturday.
You did, didn't
went
you?
Went to Concord Rangers,
went to Concord.
We'll talk about that later on.
I didn't go. I was at home. I watched a film, actually.
Did you? What film?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh.
Which I thought was a new behind-the-scenes Netflix film about Wrexham.
Nice.
You see?
What a lovely joke,
I didn't
joke,
actually watch
John.
That film. That joke suddenly did just occur to me.
What a lovely joke that was to kick us off on the National Obsession.
An actual joke.
How to Train Your Dragon. I think I was up for the voiceover of that one.
Wait, I know nothing of it, really.
How to Train Your Dragon, you from DreamWorks. But didn't get it, John, so thanks for bringing it up. But I thought an excellent joke.
Thank you.
Well done.
A good national joke.
I will talk about Concord Rangers later on, but I will say it was the arse end of nowhere, John. I couldn't believe there was even a pitch or a stadium there.
Arsenal United.
It's more or less as what it should be called.
I particularly liked the caravan park flanking one side of it.
Well, there's a caravan park one side and an oil refinery at the other side.
Oh, lovely. Truly, the magic of the National League South.
That, it's not even the biggest team on Canvey Island.
That is more of a shock.
There's a team, there's Canvey Island that is the team.
We'll come back to that. Come back to it from a listener. We've got some correspondence along those lines.
On that note, John, let's find out what's in the show this week. Show. It's not a show.
It's not a show. It's a podcast.
I'm going to. In the podcast this week.
Did you like the music I added in post production?
It was different music. Normally we have.
I had a fruitless search for that music, so I had to come up with something else. But I think it was the circus music I went with.
Dropping something else. Anyway, John, tell me, what is on this week?
We got a bit of news.
Oh, lovely.
A little bit of news.
I always like the news because you've done a few. Few jokes.
I've got through quite a few of my jokes already. I'm not going to lie.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Ticked a few of them off.
How to Train Your Dragon.
That was good. Lorraine Kelly didn't go down quite so well.
Lorraine Kelly created a discussion about the tax system in this country.
We got, obviously got Talky Corner.
Yes.
Big match report from Concord. Yes. Letters from a listener.
Mmm.
Couple of our sort of little guests.
Couple of friends are coming.
Couple of guests.
Of friends are
going
to turn up.
Show.
I think one who we have to call for to see if he will come.
To see if he will come.
Because we need a little update, don't we? We need a little update from the Nacionalo.
Well, if not half a dozen games to go. What does the Nacionalo think? We'll find out.
Still on 100% record.
And I think we might also have a kind of a tactical appraisal as we go along.
Yes. See how the show's going.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's only me and you that's noticed this man, John.
This could be the most niche sort of.
It's as niche and meta as we've ever been. I wonder if anyone will get it. We'll try, John.
It's more meta than Lorraine Kelly claiming that she isn't Lorraine Kelly.
Well, John, should we start it again? I can explain it to you again if you'd like.
This isn't Money Box on Radio 4. Let's.
Oh, I'd love that. The Money Box of the National League South.
Richard Money Box.
Oh.
There you go.
Money. I don't know what the crossover audience of the National Obsession podcast and Money Box is.
And the financial affairs.
I reckon Mr. Garley likes FOF number. We should know that, John. We got that on a list somewhere.
I still haven't created that spreadsheet. We are heading towards another FOF oblivion if we're not careful.
I met a FOF, didn't I, John?
You did.
At Concord Rangers. Yeah. I spoke to him. Let's actually play that in now, John. Play it in now.
I'm here with Lee Cloak. FOF number...
10 or 11.
10 or 11, no one's quite sure.
Nope, no idea.
Do you wish you had a badge or something, Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Deep down, yeah, I do, yeah. We're stood right next to, there's a plane going over. We're stood right next to
Downs. The
dugout. It's Aaron Downs. I think it might be a minute silence. We better stop talking.
There he was, Lee Cloak.
Yeah.
FOF number 10.
11? 12?
Oh, God, it's 10, John, I think.
Okay, I am going to...
10 or 11.
I'm going to make a spreadsheet.
And we had to stop talking.
Yes, a bit unfortunate.
Stop
really.
Talking for a minute silence, and then
probably right.
Once the minute silence had stopped, he disappeared, John.
Or Lee gone.
Lee Cloak, like he had like the invisibility cloak.
Invisibility cloak, they call him.
Invisibility. That's
cloak
his
of invisibility.
Nickname, brilliant. He was a lovely lad.
Oh, good.
But yeah, I turned around. He'd gone after the minute silence.
Vanished.
He'd used it.
Vanished.
And he'd used the minute silence, and maybe he met me and he thought, oh, what a b-.
Yeah. Not, but maybe he just didn't meet those expectations.
Not going to listen to the podcast anymore. Now I've met him.
Anyway, more from Lee and from Concord later on.
Regular Concord updates as we go along.
do you want a bit of National League news?
Yes, please, John.
Well,
always.
Let's go back to Saturday in the National League because there are some games on Tuesday night as well, we'll come on to. Yep. But back to Saturday, some interesting results, actually. Braintree 2, Bromley 4. Bromley had Hackett Fairchild up front. That rare breed of striker also sounds like an injury lawyer firm.
Yeah, yes.
Had an accident that wasn't your fault. Come to Hackett Fairchild.
Hackett.
Aldershot on Saturday as well kept their hopes alive at the bottom of the table with a 2-0 win at Boreham Wood, with an assist for the first goal by Reagan Booty. Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty.
Booty.
I'm a big... You messaged me the other week, and I said I was in the gym and I was listening to the best of Casey and the Sunshine. As you know, I was listening to the best of Shaq Attack.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
who isn't doing that?
But also, I do regularly listen to the best of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Is this on a...
It's good gym music.
Is it on a CD, Discman?
It's on my Spotify, Discman. On my Spotify. It's good. It's imagine you're on the treadmill to this.
I think maybe it's slow on a treadmill.
No, but you have to do it double speed. Run.
Step, side, and stretch. And
I'm not
stretch.
Doing a Lorraine
One,
Kelly workout
two,
video.
Three, four.
Which I'm sure she claimed wasn't actually Lorraine Kelly.
You seem angry about the Lorraine Kelly.
Or Davina McCall. Could
even
be Davina's
though
workout
I
video.
Have explained it to you, John. John, what's happened to the playlist, the Spotify playlist?
Well, we're not using it. We haven't used... much different music recently. I haven't found any new musical discoveries.
Do you feel
none
like
have leapt
do you
out.
Feel like it's
well, I just think we're
tailing
need,
off a bit.
We just over the summer a new influx of players.
Yes, seven
there'll
show,
be more music.
Seven shows to go, John.
There'll be more music again. I've,
seven
I've
games
we'd done
to
everybody.
Go. Seven games to go. Probably six shows. So
ooh,
six
yeah.
podcasts to go.
Yeah. That's sad,
that's
isn't
it? It's very sad, John. But we'll do it again next year.
Back to Saturday again. Sully Hull, they lost 2-0.
What the hell is going on at Sully Hull Moors, John? Because also
really
they
bad.
Drew,
they
and
drew,
I'll bring it up, they drew 2-all
yeah,
on
drew
Tuesday.
On Tuesday night as well.
They'll throw it away now, Sully Hull.
Bad news.
Unless they don't want to go up, John.
But speaking of throwing it away, Wrexham lost 1-0 at Hartlepool on Saturday.
This lump.
And Salford drew 0-0 with Barnet as well. So it's all sort of all still to play for at the top
Leighton
of the league.
Orient, John. It was a great weekend for Leighton Orient, wasn't it? Because they didn't even play.
Yes.
And stayed top. And they're
but
in
I know
the,
we like
in the
to,
final of the trophy.
We like to know platform the FA Trophy, but we better mention that they did beat Telford.
You like to know platform.
I know platform it. They beat Telford in the trophy.
Yeah.
File beat Stockport, so it's a Orient filed final in the trophy.
Wouldn't it be lovely if Richard Brophy won the FA Trophy? the only place you'd find that joke is on this podcast.
Tuesday night in the National League as well, just to run you through. Barnet 2, Aldershot 0. Bournemouth 2, Solihull 2, so Solihull drawing again.
Uh-huh.
Dagenham 1, Dover 3, Halifax 0, Edgefield 0. Leighton Orient 2, Fylde 0. So uh-huh. a preview sort of match of the FA Trophy final.
Yeah.
Leighton Orient 1.
Yeah.
And Maidenhead 2 haven't won. So that's the National League. Do you want some National League South?
Always, John. I love the National League South.
A big weekend on Saturday in the National League South.
How did Woking get on, John?
We'll come to that in a second. Okay. I mean, we better start with Billericay 1. Hungerford 2, 90th minute winner for Hungerford. It's
brilliant.
All gone wrong.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Billericay for our old friend
He's
Glenn
back.
Tamplin.
King of the Bells. Is he still a band, John? Because he's been away and he's sort of cleaned his act up. So
did you see him?
Should we give him a clean slate?
Did you see him in the highlights when Torquay won there recently? He was on the touchline. In like a big,
I saw that.
The big leather, kind of like the bloke
like
from the
Matrix. Why is he allowed on the touchline?
And
John?
His aviators barking at the players. You think you are a bad mate. Yeah. Dartford 2, Hampton and Richmond 2, Oxford City 4, Dulwich Hamlet 1. So Dulwich looking in a spot of bother down at the bottom of the table.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think the swapping grounds has helped them.
No. Also in a spot of bother at the bottom, Truro Bloody City.
Yeah.
They lost 3-0 at home to Chelmsford.
Not looking good for them, John.
Really bad.
And they got rid of Ben Harding, I see.
Ben Harding
ex-Torquay
out.
Ben Harding.
Managers out.
Managers out. Ben
sacked.
Harding out.
I think they've been bought by the Cornish Pirates, the rugby team. Western Supermare 0, Welling 1. So Welling on an annoyingly good run of form. But obviously, result of the day, down at Kingfield.
Oh dear.
Woking 0, Slough 1.
Called it, John.
Called it.
We called it, John. We said, and they are on a slump. They don't want it. They're bottle jobs. They don't want it, John.
Yeah.
They don't. They're going to lose Saturday as well, I can tell you
well,
that.
Well, they've
now.
Been threatening to do that for a while. They got away with a couple, didn't they? They got away at Welling when they were 3-1
they
down.
Won't
they pulled
beat
it back.
Bath.
The one before that. Oh, Oxford City, they were.
They won't beat
losing.
Bath on Saturday. They won't beat them.
I don't think. Our Woking fan in the office. Their Bath are their like bet noir.
They
always lose to Bath.
Not
they can't
beat
stand
Bath.
Them.
They might draw. They will not beat Bath.
But such is
Torquay
the way,
will win Saturday and Woking
such
will
is
lose.
The way this season. Who wouldn't be surprised if Torquay, you know,
or something to Wheels
and Woking win? Yeah. It would be typical
be
of this season.
And it won't happen.
No.
No. We will be 5 points clear Saturday night. I'm telling you, John. Lovely, isn't it?
Do you? And the National League North happened as well.
Yeah. Is that all the news, John?
I'm out.
That was the news. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Well, John, great start there on the show. And I noticed you did a nice early joke about How to Train Your Dragon and Wrexham, because the Wrexham are obviously known as the Dragons. And you made a joke about that, I noticed, and you put it in early on just to make the listener feel comfortable with you. So they knew you were having a great fun time early on, and it was going to be fun. And what did you think about how the joke went?
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession now. We're gonna summon up.
Yes.
We have to summon him, don't we?
We do. You have to call him and he'll come.
We have to call him and he'll come.
Three times?
You say his name three times and then he turns up, and then it's...
Because a lot's happened since he's last been on, and we're into the business end of the season.
What were the last things we asked the National? What was last? Because, you know, I always say, oh, he's got 100% record, but I'm just trying to remember if he has.
Chelmsford win the league.
Was it win the league or promotion?
It was win the league.
Well, we'll ask him about that. I'm sure he'll...
He said Martin Allen back to Barnet.
He did go back for an evening, didn't he? An audience with.
I think he said Billericay three more managers. We've almost been
there. He's had two.
He needs one more.
Yeah. We'll ask him some more things.
Should we call him?
Let's call him. Here we go. The Grand Nationalo. Le Grand Nationalo. Le Grand Nationalo. Hello. Hello. The Nationale Obsessiono. It's nice to be here. How are you, John?
All right, Nationalo.
All right, how are you?
Very good.
I predict you are very good. Oh, yes. Yes. I am correct again.
Yes.
I continue my 100% record.
I've got to quickly ask you.
Yes.
The theme of the podcast so far has been Lorraine Kelly's tax
Lorraine
arrangement.
Kelly. I saw Lorraine. I said, what you want to do is say you are called Lorraine Kelly.
Is this something you're familiar with?
Yes. I am the Grand Nationalo. It is my name, but also a character I play.
Have you ever paid a penny's tax?
I don't pay tax. These robes don't buy themselves, John.
Surely if the taxman just says your name three times, then that's it.
Oh, no. The taxman says my name a lot. I tell you, but these robes, they don't come for free, and they are all tax deductible. Let's talk about the National League.
Before we get into this season, the business end, coming up.
100% record.
Let's recount where you are so far.
Yes.
Chelmsford to win the league.
Yes, I did not say that, John.
I think you did.
I said to get promoted.
I think you said to win the league.
No, it's to get promoted, John.
Okay, well, they're fourth at the moment.
It was, yes.
Four draws and a win in the last five games.
John, Chelmsford will win the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
And that is the league I'm in, the playoff league.
Oh, the mini playoff league.
Yes.
I see.
Tokyo are always going up, John.
They'll beat Woking
always
in the playoffs.
Always be the champs.
Yeah.
Always. No, Woking will not get near the playoff final.
Oh, okay.
It will be nowhere near it.
Bottle jobs?
Bottle jobs. They will be knocked out.
We should also ask about your other predictions that are sort of ongoing. Martin Allen back to Barnet?
Yes, he went back. He did a talk. Evening with Martin Allen.
Is that what you meant?
That's what I meant, John.
Okay.
You did not push me on it at the time.
Well, that's maybe my fault for not pushing you on it.
Oh, you have to ask me.
It's all in the small print.
100% record. Chugunk. 100%.
And the other one we had was Billericay.
Yes.
Three more managers.
We've had the two.
Still time? Four losses in a row.
My friend Tamplin. He has come back a new man from America. That counts as a new person.
As a new man?
That's what he says.
Oh, that's quite an ethereal concept.
I think what I meant is he's come back loving Jesus.
Okay.
And so what he has on the bench with him is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, John.
Holy Ghost,
and
the physio.
How many people is that?
Three?
Yes, John, I correct. Chugunk. 100% record.
It's just not my notes off the desk.
100%. I knew that was going to happen.
Well, you knew you were going to knock my notes off.
Now, John, have you had any worries in your personal life or home life you'd like to know? If I can predict how is Gamini?
Gamini's very well.
Has he sorted out the fourth problem?
He has,
I knew he would.
You knew he would.
I knew he would.
Can you predict for me when I can finally rid my house of an ant infestation, which is currently obviously the hot weather? The ants have got him.
The ants. What you need to get rid of the ants, John, is boiling hot water.
Yeah.
Pour it on their fucking head. Okay.
But do you predict I'll succeed? That's no, what I want to know.
Get your landlord involved, John. I ain't your bloody landlord.
Well, you did ask if I got any problems in my personal life.
I don't predict. I'm the Grand National, John. I don't predict ants.
Look, we're into the business end of the season.
Yes.
6 games left for some, yes. 7 for Torquay.
Yes.
Let's talk a few predictions.
Where are the ants, John? Where are they?
Well, I think they're coming in by my sort of front door area.
Right.
Is
this a euphemism, John? Do you want to know what happens or do you want to leave it to...
I want to know.
You want to know what happens?
Get your cards out. Let's have a look. So, Torquay United.
Hey, I'm getting the ace of hearts, John.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Number one in people's hearts and in the league.
Yes.
Number one.
So, they're going to finish top.
Yes. Chelmsford, as I say, to win the playoffs.
To win the playoffs. What happens to Woking? Can we look at what
Woking
sort of position they're going to finish?
Fourth. Not fourth. They come second.
Okay.
Not second. I thought I read a 4-2 there. Easily done.
Easily done.
And they lose.
Oh, okay.
In the playoffs and they are bottle jobs.
Do you quickly want to know about the National League?
Yeah, I know
who's
about the National League. I can tell you who's going to win it.
Okay.
Leyton Orient will win the National League, John.
Okay. Leyton Orient.
Leyton Orient will do the League and Cup double, the League and Trophy.
They're going to win the trophy
double.
As well. Our favourite team is Solihull Moors.
Ah, the Moors, unfortunately, John.
Not the...
They do not go up and they lose Tim Flowers. I hate to tell you.
He's going to go.
He will go in the summer to either Blackburn or one of the bigger clubs, John.
Obviously, the Solihull Moors, you're not talking about the Muslim founders of the Spanish... Weren't they Spanish, the Moors? Big into their astrology.
You are on rocky ground, Ben Gering type ground here.
The Moors.
John, the Moors.
They're a religious...
Well...
The Moors were the Muslim inhabitants of...
It is a shame for them.
The Iberian Peninsula.
But they will not be up.
Big into their astrology. So I thought you might be familiar with them.
I don't like anyone else's belief system.
You are. Is that Ben Gering under there? Are you sure?
Anyway, John, anything else you'd like to ask me? I've told you what happens in the National League.
Yeah.
And I am the Gran Nacional. I'm going, John. I am feeling like I am slipping away, John.
I think we better let you go.
Do you need any last predictions before I go?
Look, you appear to be draining away. We'll let you go. Cheers, Nacional.
The National Obsession.
So, Charlie, tactically there, you seemed to struggle early on with the Grand National voice, but you got there in the end and you deployed the voice, as I'm sure you wanted, and you made quite a lot of predictions there, I noticed, and I also noticed John getting bogged down in a Moors-related cul-de-sac, but you overcame that and you deployed your wing-backs and pressed them high up the pitch, and you must be really happy with that.
The National Obsession.
Yes, you are listening to The National Obsession, and it is time for Torquay Corner.
I know you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard. You from f***ing Cornwall.
There it is, John.
Yes.
Concord Rangers, John.
I'm a bit gutted I didn't go, really.
Well, it was... I went with a friend of the show.
Yeah, not Foff.
Tom Greatrex.
Yep.
Who is now, I think, obsessed with the girls.
That's a bit... Yeah. Well, he's
loves
a Fulham fan, isn't he?
Loves
so
the
you
girls.
Can't, you can hardly blame him.
He loves
him.
The girls. He loves the girls. And we drove all the way. We got there, and it's a long way. Canvey Island, John.
Yeah.
Never been before. Have you been to Canvey Island?
Absolutely not.
No. There's no reason to go there other than Concord Rangers.
Or Canvey Island.
Or Canvey Island FC, of course. Unless you like oil refineries.
Or caravan parks.
Are you into oil? Have you been to an
I'm
oil
not
refinery?
Big into no. the oil
Anyway, we got there,
situation.
And I was like, John, it was honestly like... Newton Abbott Spurs.
I have, yeah.
and honestly, it was that sort of size. They had a nice clubhouse, but the stands were no more than four steps high. But what was brilliant, what made it a brilliant day, A, because we won, obviously, which was excellent, but it was so close to the action.
Yeah.
And could get so close, like where we stood in the first half was between the dugouts. Like, so it was like a dream. It was like I'd won. It's like I was a child who was poorly and had been taken to Disneyland.
You're basically on the touchline with Gary. Basically, I was stood
next to Aaron Downs shouting at the team between the. So you just picked up everything. You heard their tactics. You heard what they were saying to each other. It was brilliant. It was so good, John. Being that close to it and just seeing them warm up. And I got to meet Gary. I was like a giggly schoolboy meeting Gary. And I just shook his hand and had a little chat with him and embarrassed myself. And then I met Jean-Yves Cuniate, which was lovely. And just, it was so good, just because, and that's what this league is brilliant for, is the access, John.
Yeah.
You'd never get this. Anywhere else. You really do feel like, as a fan, you get that much access. You get that level.
Yeah.
And you just see little things. I know you can sit near the dugout at Plainmoor and that sort of stuff, but if you're right level with him, like there's only literally a fence between you and where they're standing. But it was good, John. In the end, I turned up and I thought, no, this is the real thing, you know. But I did think, we've got to get out of this league.
We gotta get out of this league. If it's the last thing we ever do.
Oh, God. I just turned up and thought, what? How are we here? And I used to moan when we turn up at Macclesfield or...
Yeah. Oh, it looked like a proper show. What you did miss being there.
Yeah.
I was listening to it on the commentary.
Oh, 2-11, 6-11.
Well, no. Today's match, or Saturday's match, was not sponsored by Sorbet Taxis 2-11, 6-11.
What?
Because I was expecting a half-time, because I came in a little bit late, expecting half-time, right, almost half-time, to have a bit of 2-11.
6-11.
No, that match was sponsored by Classic Floors.
Classic Floors.
Who didn't have an advert. They did floor tiles. Big thanks to them, 01803, whatever.
John. We could have done them an advert.
They need an advert.
Classic Floors. We don't do doors. We just do floors at Classic Floors. And we for yours. We're Classic Floors.
We love Solly Holmes.
Yes, John. Yeah. Solly Holmes. No song. They're going to learn
8th century Iberian Peninsula Islamic clan, the Moors.
They're going to learn their lesson, John.
Yeah.
Because they're going to know that Torbay
Taxis. They needed a big musical advert. But a great day at Concord, but a sense of things. Wheelstone this Saturday. They're going to bring a lot of fans, apparently.
We'll
about 250 odd fans. It might have the most fans we've had all season, away fans.
You can play this back. If we don't win the league from here, I will give £100 to a charity of your choice. I promise you, we have won the league. I'm not relaxing about it.
No.
But
I hope Gary and the players aren't listening to this.
Mighty confident, John. Mighty confident. Is that it for Talkie Corner, John? That's Talkie Corner.
The National Obsession.
This is The National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener.
Lovely, John. Any letters?
We have letters.
Oh, we get letters.
We have letters.
Love that.
Let's start with FOF number 12, 11,
John.
10, 11.
John, who is it?
Lee Cloak.
Lee Cloak, 10 or 11. Oh, yes.
His mentions have gone through the roof this week.
I think
the
it's
cloak
11.
Of invisibility.
I think
he's 11. He says, hello, chaps. Firstly, can I just say how lovely it was to meet Charlie on Saturday at Concord.
Isn't that nice?
Now, something happened to me and my father on Saturday, which I did tell Charlie about before we started to get shushed due to the minute silence being held.
Up, John.
As we'd seen Concord play before, me and my dad went to Canvey Island's ground.
Oh, yes, assuming that they'd been to the wrong place.
Assuming that they still ground shared with them. As we approached the ground's car park, it seemed fairly empty, as you may expect an hour and a half before kickoff, considering the length of the journey for most Torquay fans, Concord's average crowds, etc. As we got out of the car, a minibus pulled in, on which I was half expecting to see a handful of Torquay fans clamber out, but instead it was the Holland squad. Confused, I approached an elderly gentleman in the car park who happened to be holding a match day programme. "Excuse me, mate, are you local? Do Concord still play here?" I asked him. The man began to talk back to me in a very broad Cornish accent, so I gave him the benefit of the doubt and assumed he was perhaps a Cornish exile or something.
Yeah, maybe it was either.
But no, he travelled up from Cornwall that very same day to watch a match between Benfleet and Holland FC. I asked if he'd rather come along to the Torquay game 2 miles down the road, but he politely declined.
Oh.
I did have my suspicions it could be Ivor Dewdney looking for a new club to begin with, but chances are he's just a Cornish groundhopper. I'm no groundhopper myself, but I just wanted to applaud the Cornish gentleman who had nothing better to do than travel the width of the country to watch Benfleet FC on the ice, Lee Cloak.
On the ice, Lee. It was so nice to meet you, Lee. And you came up in the correct manner, John, on the ice, Charlie.
Yes.
We had a lovely little chat. And then he disappeared, John, and it was smashing. And because of that, I missed Lee once he'd gone. He didn't overstay his welcome.
That's, yeah.
And that was key, I thought, you know.
That's the mark of a good foff.
A good foff.
Having a little brief chat and then...
And also, he's written a beautiful letter there, hasn't he?
A lovely story. Absolutely lovely.
Mentioned one of the characters. Pure foffing there.
Great.
Excellent foff work.
Textbook foff.
Textbook
Where's
foff
that
there.
Letter going?
Where's that letter? We've forgotten them, John.
Oh, dear.
He's outstayed his welcome.
He didn't outstay your welcome.
He said more than on the ice and not moved on. He's not just left Lee, them to it.
He doesn't mean it.
No, not Lee. No, Lee was excellent.
Do you want another letter?
Yes, please.
Liam Connolly.
Before we just have Liam's letter.
Yes.
Can I just say, Rachel Malloch, I think, listens to the show. She gets in touch
on
Twitter.
She always tweets really lovely things.
She gets on @NatObsPod, which is our Twitter handle. @NatObsPod. She always tweets really lovely stuff, promotes the podcast really beautifully. Rachel, can I just suggest, maybe write us a little letter, a little email on...
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Because the number of tweets you've sent in, backed up with a letter, I'm not anything, John.
But you do the maths.
I'm not saying anything. Someone suggested this week as well on the Twitter that Gary Johnson's scarf, I took a photo of it, gets its own foff.
But you know, we could give Gary an honorary foff number at the end of the season if we go up.
Scarf.
And then present it to him in a really awkward ceremony where he doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Not a clue what's going on, does he? Not a clue.
Because he's Gary Johnson, he'd be very polite and say, oh, thanks, lads.
Yes, anyway, sorry, carry on.
Liam Connolly, who's also a foff number, foff 15.
Foff 15,
he's
Liam.
Signed off his email correctly.
On the Liam, ice, Liam.
Thank you very much.
On the ice, son.
Greetings to my National League brothers, he says. I hope you're both well. As you both recommended, I watched the episode of Losers last night.
Oh, good, good.
And whilst I thoroughly enjoyed it, I was taken aback as it's the only time in my 18 years as a fan that I've heard Crewe being described as a good team. And he did. I think Dave Thomas says, Crewe Alexander, good team.
Well, they were at that point because they had
David Platt.
And some pedos. And I'm allowed to say
you
that,
You can
John,
say that because it
that
is
true.
Yeah, it is true. It was a great watch.
David Platt and the pedos is a...
It's Jules Holland. David Platt and the pedos.
And now Ladysmith Blackman Barzo.
Ruby Turner.
With David Platt and the pedos.
It was a great watch, says Liam, as enforced in my mind never to run straight at a police dog. Also, Charlie, listening to the previous podcast, I know there have only been a couple of foffs who have seen you live, I think you said.
Yes.
Steve Smith, Mr. Garley.
Mr. Garley.
I saw you in September as the MC at the Comedy Club in Manchester, but unfortunately, I hadn't listened to any of the podcasts.
Oh, Liam.
I definitely would have greeted you with an on the ice.
On the ice, Liam.
On the ice, Liam from Crewe. He also says, I'm working in Eastbourne next week and I've decided to go to my first ever National League South game, Eastbourne Borough v Gloucester City.
Oh, that'll be awful.
It will be rubbish. Sorry, Liam.
Go to it, but the pensioners, John, of course. Eastbourne
Borough, exactly.
Versus
Gloucester. Liam Connolly, unwittingly.
Liam,
senior
on the
Manchester.
Ice to you. What a wonderful, two excellent letters.
Great letters.
That's the standard.
That is the quality we're after.
Quality we're looking for. @NatObsPod on the Twitter.
nationalobsession@gmail.com
on the
emails.
Do get in touch. Only 6 more episodes left.
Something like that,
For this year.
Yeah. Sad. But looking forward to a break.
You know, week in, week out is pretty pretty relentless. There we are. Anyway, there we are. Oh, that was letters from a listener.
Oh,
it's all right. Keep it going. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
The National Obsession.
So, Gary, tactically, or Charlie even, I saw that you seem to have relatively few letters there. That must have been cause for concern at the start, but thankfully they're of good quality, so that must have been really reassuring for you and helped you on your way to that that vital letter's success there.
The National Obsession.
There we are. That's it, John, is it?
Yes.
That's it for this week's National Obsession podcast. Do find us on that Obs Pod.
And Ben right Gehring in. Is a... at gmail.com. No, sorry, nationalobsession@gmail.com.
I'm not sure we're allowed to say him, that he is a...
Well, no. I would call him a spineless coward for deleting the picture of himself blacked up and not offering any kind of apology or explanation. Yeah, but that's just my view.
That's your view, John.
Yeah, not the views of the National Obsession.
Well, it might be.
Well, it might be.
But, yes, so there we are. Another week done, John. And we've got, we look forward to the weekend with Wealdstone.
Yes.
And good luck to everybody in the National League except Woking. Hope you all enjoy your matches and on the ice to you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.